Like, what were some of the others?
Well, the biggest blow came last August when the Supreme Court ruled that the CDC exceeded its authority with its ban on evictions. Lindsay Wiley, a health law professor at UCLA, said that the move was a bit of a stretch for CDC.
A lot of the general public and a lot of federal judges feel like, you know, this isn't exactly what CDC's role should be. This is something state and local governments are doing, and it should really be left to them.
Ultimately, the Supreme Court said CDC didn't have the authority to do it, and they struck it down. Now, that was one ruling on evictions, but law experts say it had a ripple effect. Lower courts could use it to limit the CDC's powers, too, and the judge in Florida did cite it this week as she canceled the travel mask mandate.
What would that ripple effect do if the CDC's powers get restricted more broadly? What kind of impacts could that have on public health?
Well, health experts told me that they worry that limiting public health powers is short-sighted. Here's Wendy Parmet, a health law professor at Northeastern University.
You can't assume that everything in the future is going to look either epidemiologically or politically like what we have seen.
She says that the next pandemic could be very deadly to kids, or one where Republicans might want more restrictive measures than Democrats, as they did during the Ebola outbreak. She says that the CDC needs to have flexible powers to deal with health threats effectively. Now, ultimately, Congress may need to step in and spell out the agency's powers, but with the current political climate, it's not a clear path.